The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and Roll Music.
1962.
Let me in.
But 1962 was the year of a twist. A dance that swept every corner of every domain from Podunk to Paris. Philadelphia Fat Boy Chubby Checker sang The Twist, a song written by Hank Ballard. Not only was it a song, but it was also a dance. You stood in place, and you twisted and contorted your body in naturally a twisting position. Chubby Checker had been an obscure, believe it or not, chicken flicker, a man who made minimum wage and picked feathers from chickens prior to them being put on sale in a local Philadelphia poultry shop. Then he called on the nation.
Everybody swear!
Just like a few years before, the anti people got on the bandwagon. Parents, clergy, sociologists, psychiatrists were calling The Twist a crude, filthy, dirty, obscene dance. With gestures that were unacceptable to the majority. Nevertheless, it was to be the year of The Twist. This is the continual rock and roll generation, 1962. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. Other groups got into the twist action. Joey D and the Starlighters gave it a flavor.
Well, she got a good dance and it goes like this. But she got a name on the dance, it's a peppermint
twist. Sam Cooke made a marathon out of it. The man with the weirdest name of the year, Gary U.S. Bonds, got his girlfriend into the act with his hit record, Dear Lady Twist. The Isley Brothers, they said it loud. They went into twist and shot. Chubby Checker got back into the act and slowed the pace down with slow twisting. The year was lit up by Claudine Clark and her big song of Party Lights. Pat Boone went south of the border with Speedy Gonzales. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962. Dee Dee Sharp was busy in the kitchen, serving up a heap and helping out. David Rose did a put on about a take off the stripper. There were all kinds of new dances being created that year. Everybody was doing something that year. Gene Chandler joined royalty with his Duke of Earl. Freddie Cannon took a few rides at Palisades Park. Claude King decided to visit the Ozarks and warn you.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain.
Kenny Ball left the country with Midnight in Moscow. We think, but we're not really sure. Maybe the Marvelettes discovered Hugh Hefner with their song Playboy. Jimmy Clanton began a fashion craze with Venus in blue jeans. And for the Corsairs, they were wandering around in smoky places. Don and Juan were confused.
What's your name?
But the Shirelles knew that, baby, it was you. Chubby Checker, still not satisfied, created another dance, the Popeye. And weird enough, from the land of Caruso came Emilio Pericoli, who in his native tongue captivated an American audience. 1962 was exuberant, fresh, and truly teen-oriented. It was evident that 1962 was a young world. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1962.